Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Saturday Night by Candlelight. This evening, we are pleased to be accompanied by the great Thomas Jefferson, one of our most famous founding fathers and the author of the Constitution. Before we get started, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Maxwell House Tea. Good tea to the last drop. First of all, Mr. Jefferson, thank you for coming and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me tonight. I feel honored to be here.
Asante Kwakua Namimi. Just kidding. Thanks for having me.
Wait, what did she just say?
Shut up, you fat goat.
Okay, now that we have that out of the way, Mr. Jefferson, what are your thoughts on women's rights?
Well, sir, I think women have a place that is important, but it is not in the same place as men. Women are important to their home and as men are to work. Our ladies are contented to soothe the men's minds coming from political debates.
Mr. Jefferson, do you think women are equal to men? Are they even really needed?
Well, my thoughts on this matter are the same as every other male. Women are a necessity, but men have different workplaces. I like my wife at home. Men need to run the world, not women. We make the big choices in life.
Mr. Jefferson, you said your wife? Word going around is your wife is not the only happiness in your life. Is it true? Your slave Sally Hemings comes to mind. What is going on there? And what are your views on slavery? Should we have slaves or not?
What? Why would you accuse me of such a thing? This is just a Federalist scam. I will not have it. Why must you try to talk down my name? Slavery is what we know. There is profit behind this act. But in my mind, all men are created equal.
Sorry for the interruption, Mr. Jefferson. We would like to now go on a very short break, sponsored by Lincoln's Wooden Teeth. Chop wood, carry water. Tonight, we would like to show off Lincoln's new mouth of teeth called Morning Wood, the best invention since sliced bread. Hi, everyone. We are back. Now to get back to our great conversation with Mr. Jefferson.
Sally is my slave. We have no business being more than that. How dare you disrespect me and my wife like that? Why? Why must you question an honest man's word? We are done here.
Mr. Jefferson, this is just the talk of the colony, sir. I mean no disrespect by this. But when you say equal, what do you mean by that? Could you also tell us about you and your slave, Sally Hemings?